From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Belgian police have released a photo of a suspect still at large following Tuesday's triple terror bombings at the Brussels airport and subway station that killed at least 34 and wounded more than 200. He is shown alongside two other men who are believed to have been brothers and suicide bombers. The IS group has claimed responsibility for Tuesday's attacks. Investigators say there may be a link with last year's Paris bombings that killed 130. Two bombs went off at the airport, and a suicide bomber blew himself up an hour later at Brussels' Malbeek subway station near EU headquarters. Commuters Wednesday endured long lines and security checks before boarding trains.
I don't believe really in it. I think if they want to attack, they can attack also here in the queue. So for me, it's just to ease the people a bit, their minds.
They're just trying to protect us, I think.
Security is logic after the events of yesterday.
Authorities in Frankfurt, London, Paris, and the Netherlands have boosted security at their airports. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Brussels Friday to formally express condolences of the U.S. for the loss of life in Tuesday's attacks. Vice President Joe Biden visited the Belgian embassy in Washington Wednesday.
On behalf of the president, I can say that we are prepared to provide any and all information, capability, technology, anything we have that can be value added to their fight.
Meanwhile, French Prime Minister Manuel Valls called on the European Parliament to act on authorizing a passenger name record for Europe. Senegalese voters approved a controversial constitutional referendum, voting over 60% Sunday yes on cutting the presidential term from 7 to 5 years. But the referendum suffered from low voter turnout. The vote also limits the age of presidential candidates to 75 and allows independents to run. This is VOA News. European Union.